Hello? What's inside? Are you okay?
Oh, God.
Welcome to the Astrologers!
Big Larry came around just to put him down. SpongeBob turned into a clown. And no girl ever wants to dance with a fool who went and
ripped his ass. The reality of tonight is...
Well, Mr. Squarepants, it seems you have the suds. Are you ready for your treatment?
No, we're not, because Nikita got me sick.
Shut
we got
your the suds. Up. Pull that off. I'm not getting
Nikita
you sick.
Nikita gave me the sniffles.
I did not get you sick.
Dirty bitch.
You dirty bitch, bitch. I haven't seen you in a week. Bitch. I just got sick 2 days ago.
I just got sick since
and
I seen
you. 2 plus 2 is 4, and 5 plus 5 is 10.
I'm not sick.
Exactly.
Nikita got cat sick when she kissed her. No.
What?
Stop. If it smells like a germ and it looks like a germ, it's a germ.
In true Gemini fashion, she's going to blame everybody else about the suds except herself. You know what?
These bitches gave me the suds. You bitches can't even spell suds.
You gave yourself the suds. You had a great weekend.
Maybe. <I don't> know. What's your excuse?
I'm sick.
Which I'm sick too. But, you know, ignore our sniffles tonight because me and Nikita got the suds. Steffi's shoes is 100% healthy.
I got that good abuse.
I done fucked mine up the past 2 weeks running around.
For real. I'm just screwed up.
You can I feel amazing.
Welcome to Stephanie's going to talk a lot more than we are because we sound like, what are they selling, chocolate? Oh, I used to love chocolates when I was younger.
Wait, did you show Nikita the picture I sent you?
Oh, fuck her. Fuck her.
Hold on, let me show you.
Mike Wazowski, you didn't fill out your paperwork. I know I sound like the Monsters, Inc. bitch. Leave me alone. What are friends for? Love that for me.
Mike Wazowski.
Mike Wazowski, you didn't fill out your paperwork. Stephanie Wazowski, welcome in the Astrologers to the
podcast. Welcome to a brand new week of the Astrologers. As you can tell, I'm in great condition, unlike these two.
Yeah, we're fucking falling apart. Oh, Nikita's like, it's allergies. And, bitch, I feel like you're fucking lying.
Listen, the doctor told me it's allergies, and all of a sudden on Sunday I got a cold. It's Tuesday, by the way. I've had it for 2 days.
And I got a Sunday. Fuck, it's a Sunday. A day to get sick. And it was for us.
But if you hear me dying in a few days, you know why. And you know who to blame.
We gotta.
You get a call?
Cocksuckers. No, astrologers. Welcome back. No, I'm kidding. All right. So I know I sound like shit, guys. Bear with me. I was born with one vocal cord, apparently. I was born with shitty vocal cords already. When I get sick, it's a wrap for me. So, you know, our wins this week and things we are grateful for as we broke 5.5K on the Instagram. It's the meme destroyer for me.
It's the meme destroyer.
Oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to post this meme that fucking goes viral. And I'm like, go off shoes.
I should keep for my Gemini moon today. Talking about, oh, I don't shut up.
Like that. I felt that. I was like, okay.
I felt that.
4th of July was with the Taurus moon. I was like, how many hot dogs did I fit in my mouth?
The whole package.
Mouth. I'm going to find out.
I'm mad at that baby.
Oh, I ate everything in sight. Oh,
she sent me a picture. She had like 5 courses, I said.
I was shoving hot dogs down my throat left and right.
You're gobble
also,
hole?
Also, I think me and Nikita are Tylenol and NyQuil drunk because we're like gobble hole, Tylenol,
I'm
pussy
on all
hole,
types of
hole.
Allergen medications. Me too. Claritin.
We're like, hello?
Robitussin.
Belagdad.
I'm sipping on some lean right now.
Got this drink in my cup.
And if you guys aren't following us on Instagram, make sure you are at the_astrologers. Message us. DM us. We are also everywhere. All over social media.
Fuck Pitbull, bitch. We're worldwide.
Yeah, for real.
TikTok, the astrologers. Facebook, the astrologers. Twitter, the astrologers. Everywhere.
You get an astrologer and you get an astrologer.
Oprah, you get one. You get one. You get one. Steph's going to help us out because we tired. We sick, but we still showed up for y'all because we love y'all. And we know we've been a little bit late the past couple weeks, but we're back. We're booming. And we showed up sick. I got the sus.
Through thick.
And thin. Fuck, it's a Tuesday, a day of rest, but not for my sick ass.
Good morning, Roz, my succulent little garden snail. And who would we be scaring today?
Wazowski. You didn't file your paperwork last night.
Oh, that darn paperwork. Wouldn't it be easier if it all just blew away?
Don't let it happen again. I'm watching you, Wazowski. Always watching.
That's
Mike Wazowski.
Yo, I know I saw it that morning. Fuck y'all.
That's literally how Angel sounds when she wakes up in the morning.
Mr. Sheffield. Mr. Sheffield.
Before we get into our slut butts, I want to just cover some astrological events. There's not that many like major events this week, more minor, which we talk about on our story. But from the 15th, from July 15th to December 19th, Chiron is going retrograde in Aries. Oof. Now, Chiron's been in Aries for a hot minute, and he's going to stay there, but he's going retrograde. If you didn't know, Chiron is the wounded healer. He could heal others, but not himself. Everyone's Chiron placement is particular to them, depending on when you're born, whatever, and that shit is deep. Mm-hmm. But basically, Chiron going retrograde in Aries, it is a time to help us with healing, boost and embrace our old wounds, resurface them, relook at them, become aware of our true self, because of those who have listened know that Aries' Chiron wound is the wound of self. So this can show you how to look at your true self, become aware, see what needs to go, what needs to change, but also show you how to stimulate others and where self-confidence should be. Feel it to fucking heal it and go off. Mm. It's the Chiron retrograde for me.
That's it.
It's the inner healing for me. It's going to get a little rough, but we'll be all right.
We got this.
Check your Chiron. See where it lives. Chef's kiss. We got you. Good luck.
So after that deep, heavy shit, we're going to move on to some Grindr Chronicles. Mm. My favorite.
Honey.
Mm.
With our one and only.
Leho.
The Leho is back. Honey came in and said, hi, guys, you know what I am? I'm a Leho. So if you remember a couple episodes ago, we talked about the sex party that he couldn't go to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, honey went.
That's it.
And honey went on Pride Weekend.
If you don't know, Pride Weekend in New York City is fucking insane.
Insanity.
It's one of the best weekends. I fucking love it.
I'm like, I just want to fucking put a rainbow in my ass. I'm like, boom, rainbow bright, motherfucker. So as you guys remember from last time, it was an ex hookup that told him about these sex parties that happened at a sex dungeon in New York City. So the Leho couldn't go the first time, like we stated, but this time, honey was ready to destroy them.
Oof. A real cock destroyer, if you will.
Staying in New York, so I said, fuck it, why not? The theme was sporty sex. Gym, jock, nude, whatever you desire. Mm. Now, honey went drunk as fuck. Had a dance party in the room. Was getting ready for it. Was like, all right, I got this. I'm going. Rolled up. Took a roadie for the road. Went to the sex dungeon. Now, this place was set the fuck up. So when Leho rolls up, coat check, you can't bring nothing in. No phone. No wallet. No nothing. No clothes.
No emotions. Nothing.
So baby wore a jock strap and some sneakers. Because he was like, I don't want to step in no cum. So I wore my shoes. I kept my jock strap and that was it. I'm like, okay, bitch, go off. They had fantasy stations, glory holes, flogging areas, fuck benches, greens, beans, potatoes, tomatoes, you fucking name it, they fucking had it.
Oh, and I need to go here.
Sex swings, fucking whipping stations. Now, the BDSM that night wasn't that heavy. It was kind of like off to the side, like clothes. It was more like a fuck fest, but it was there if you wanted. Now, when the Leho gets there, he like goes upstairs, stumbles upon a table of folding chairs in a circle, guys just sitting there, all getting their dick sucked.
Okay.
And they all looked, and Leho goes, oh, that's awkward, I'm leaving. Bye. Bounces out. says bye. There was like mad hallways, mad rooms, like it was crazy. So the Leo's, you know, telling us about his night. He meets this guy, wanders over to a dude. Suddenly, baby's bent over, getting pounded from the back.
Oh my God.
In a goddamn U shape, like, but like an N, I guess, like feet, like hands and feet on the floor, but like bent where it was like kind of uncomfortable, but like he was like taking the shots. And they sound like, okay. The guy's like, arch your back, arch your back. He's like, bitch, I'm in an N shape. Like, I can't arch my back. Like, read the room. Sweaty as fuck, hands on the ground. His legs are about to go up. He just gets up. He's like, I'm done. I can't do this. Like, this is too much. Like, he just wasn't comfortable to get, like, pounded like that. So now they're cruising. And in Gayland, like, cruising is like, they'll carouse the party and they'll just, like, do a little touch, do a little flicker, do a little this, that. And, you know, they're just trying to find a cock or whatever. I'm not mad at that. Moving,
I'm not mad at that.
Driving for dick. Moving around the party. So, you know, the Leo, exactly. Leo takes a break, goes to the sex swing area and is like, I don't know if I want to get in that because what if I can't get out? What if, like, I get stuck? What if I fall? Like, I'm not going to do that.
I'm always scared of trying to swing and falling down.
Oh, my God. I feel like I got cheeks. I'm going to be swing, poof. How you going to fix the hole in the roof?
For real.
That's embarrassing.
I'm good.
Maybe still want to try, though.
I want to try. Maybe one day.
One day.
When we get one, guys, we'll try it. We'll try it, guys.
Let's get one.
We're driving for dick.
Well, you know, we're going to get one here, and then we'll test it out on the pod.
So now here's where it gets real dirty. Mm. After a breather, after the sex swing, the Leo, you know, such a little dick, trying to see when he wants to suck, giving hand jobs. I'll find one I want. All of a sudden, starts blowing one guy. Now, the guy was raving, causing an audience. Everyone was like, oh my God, I need to see this guy suck some dick. This is amazing. So everyone's running over. Next thing he's gobbled me, swallowed me with two dicks. Like, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then he kind of like fucked off on the second guy, went back to the first guy because he was like really into him. Him and the first guy like kissed. They have a great moment. And the guy's dick was super hard. They wanted to fuck. Next thing you know, the Leo is bent over getting back shots, getting railed out by this guy that he blew the shit out of. But, you know, like, okay, let's just like go like, you know, mingle, part ways. They part ways, whatever. Rest of the night, the Leo's just kind of doing his thing, like, fucked a couple people, sucked, you know, did whatever, dibble dabble. Fucked one guy really quick. He's like, yeah, so I briefly fucked this one guy. And then I was like, yeah, I'm over. I'm going to go to the bathroom and pee. And I'm like, oh, okay, just bye.
Super casual.
So, you know, there was a like voyeurism, watching, shit like that going down. And then he's back to the guy that he kissed that like he blew, that like banged him out. And he saw him in the bathroom and he was like, oh my God, I'm going to like get his number. I want to like meet up with him outside. But he never saw him again.
Oh.
He escaped the Leo sex dungeon moment. We'll never know. I never knew this was the enemy. So the one that got out of the Leo sex dungeon. But the Leo came, partied, conquered, and came.
Oh, he conquered. That's
and I'm
right.
Not mad
he
at
conquered,
it.
He conquered, he came again. He's like, I'm out.
The guy briefly fucked someone, and I was just trying to find that one guy, and I'm like, love you for that. That was a fucking slut butt.
That was a slut butt.
I need to go to one of these parties.
I'd be a little scared.
I'm honestly very intrigued by these parties. And if you're listening to this and you've been to some wild sex party, please tell us the stories in our DMs.
I would need to be drunk. I know I talk a lot of shit, but I don't know if I can roll in sober and just make anybody pop you up. Nah.
No, I definitely need a few drinks.
I need to be like black dad fucking like bonked out.
Because you
like,
know when you have a few drinks, you open up, you know.
Yeah, you open up, all right, Steph. Yeah, you know. Steph's like, yeah, I open up. Legs about to open like Corona.
Steffi Shoes, I hear you got a juicy slut butt for us.
Ooh, I do. I have a Libra and a Capricorn.
Ooh.
A 10-year entanglement.
Ooh. I'm getting there. I'm at 7 years.
I'm just rocking back and forth.
On and off, I gotta say. 7 years on and off. When I'm single.
So, it's hot girl summer, bitch.
Oh, yes.
It smells real 2018 out here.
2016 out here. Summer 16.
Smells good.
Take it away, Stephanie.
So the mom never met the Capricorn out of those 10 years. The mom was at church one day and she met a painter. She decided to hire him to paint the daughter's new apartment.
The daughter's the Libra.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So it turns out that the painter that she hired was actually the Capricorn who the daughter used to fuck with.
Oh my God. Some of the universe don't fuck with you without telling you that.
They haven't spoken in a while because she actually had a boyfriend at the time.
Okay.
So they're talking on the phone and she doesn't realize that he's the one that's going to show up to her apartment to paint it.
Oh God.
Imagine, like, you're at your new apartment and then your fucking entanglement shows up.
I'd be like, hello? Is this the ghost?
Ghostbusters?
She said hello and opened up her legs.
You trying to paint this pussy?
Paint this house or paint this pussy?
So he was painting her apartment for about 3 days. So she didn't cheat on her boyfriend, obviously, but surprisingly, he brought his baby mama over with him.
For what?
Oh my God.
For what purpose?
It's a plot twist for me.
She didn't realize who she was. So it gets even more awkward. Her boyfriend and him meet up and they watch fucking baseball as they're sitting on the couch together. Like, what do I do? Like, what the fuck?
Oh, well,
this is weird.
Fucking awkward. So this Libra, she's very sexually responsive when she's sleeping.
I'm mad at that.
Like, one little touch and pff, those legs open the fuck up.
It's like a fucking Venus flytrap. It's the opposite. It's like,
woo! She's like, push it open. Like, what?
Like, she's literally woken up to herself riding dick.
Oh. I mean... Stranger things have happened.
Oh, God. My God.
You touch her in her sleep, she's like, legs about to spread like corona.
So on the last day that he was painting, she decided to take a nap. He wanted to, you know, wake her up, and she was like, oh, wake me up in 10 minutes.
Risky.
She told her entanglement dude to wake her up in 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wake me up the way you know I want to be.
Right. Woke up. My name's Z.
So the Capricorn woke her up by almost eating her out.
What?
But she thought it was actually her boyfriend, so she was allowing it.
It's a lucid dreaming for me.
You sure she's not a Pisces? I'm kidding.
Then at the last minute, she fucking realized that it was actually the Capricorn. She showers, kisses him, and then acts like nothing fucking happened.
Oh,
I got the suds.
So like I said, they showered, kissed, nothing happened. He ends up moving to Florida and she finally breaks up with her boyfriend.
Bye-bye.
As soon as they break up though, he flies up for 3 days and they fuck like animals all those 3 days. They fuck so much that the room was stinking of sex.
I'm dead.
It's a stank for me.
I love it. They were so sexually exhausted that this bitch pulled a hamstring.
What's his nickname?
His dick is actually so fucking big that one time she had to sit on a bag of peas after sex.
Oh,
so his nickname became Peas.
I ain't mad at that.
I ain't mad at it, baby.
You know, chef's kiss. God damn.
I want to sit on a fucking bag of peas for a few days.
Hot girl summer.
I want to pull a hamstring.
Let's go.
Yeah, I
want to
fucking...
After we get over the suds. We're not like, hi, my
name... Fuck that. I'm still doing with the suds. It's hot girl summer. With or without the suds, I'm going for it.
Choking on that dick.
Listen, if it'll help my sore throat.
Oh my God, it's like tea. Coke is tea.
Cum tea.
Fuck the Lipton tea. It's Coke tea.
No, she got a lit. Hot girl summer, so you know she got a lit. No, she got a lit. Hot girl summer, so you know she got a lit.
Now, enough of those slut butts. We're going to move on into some stelliums. Now, you might see this term a lot if you're into that astral life. And you're probably like, what the fuck is a stellium?
Mm-hmm.
Now, not everyone has a stellium, and some can have them occur with their planets or one's houses, so make sure you check that birth chart.
Sucka.
Fucka.
It's the timing all for us.
Now, fun fact, many of those born in the years of 1988 to 1994 all have a generational stellium, a fucking Capricorn one.
Which is all three of us in this room.
We daddies.
Yeah, we zaddies.
Got that zaddy zick.
Now, depending on who you talk to about this, you might get a different description of what a stellium is. So we're going to try and generalize this and narrow it down and include everything for you guys.
Here are the definitions for a stellium in astrology. When you have more than three planets in the same sign. So for example, if you have an Aries Sun, an Aries Mars, and an Aries Mercury, that is a stelli. Some say that a true stellium must include a transpersonal planet, Jupiter, Saturn, or an outer planet, which is Uranus, Neptune, or Pluto. Also, if you have multiple planets in the same house, this is also a stellium. So besides our Capricorn stellies, mm-hmm. Do you guys have another stelli?
I have a stellium in Leo.
That's it. So which one? Which planets?
Mars, Venus, and Jupiter, which is in a transpersonal planet. So I got a stelly.
What about you, Stevie Shoes?
I have one in Tarsus.
Oh, God. Of course she does. What about you, Nikki the Ninja?
So what planets are you besides Sun and Mercury?
Oh. Sun, Mercury, and Jupiter.
Ooh, it's the Tarsus for me.
And then I have the best stelly. Gemini.
It's a toxicity for me coming from another Gemini.
Moon, Mercury, and Venus. So you know your girl is real toxic.
Because I know my entire Capricorn stellium generational is in my first.
Damn.
Is that a gunshot or a fucking firework? It's Queens for me. It's New York for me.
That was a loud ass thunder.
I think it took the cold out of my body.
God damn.
Was that a thunder?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
That was thunder?
Yeah.
No, that was not thunder.
Oh,
they said there was going to be storms.
Hello? Bitch, that wasn't thunder. That was like Zeus, like clamming down power. Rain.
And then as far as houses go, I also have Stelly in Gemini, my ninth house.
Ooh.
All my caps in my first.
Mine's in the fourth, and my Taurus is in the eighth.
Ooh, hey. Yeah, bitch. It's a toxicity for all of us.
Oh, God.
We'll get more into that when we do our houses episode.
Which is coming up pretty soon. We're going to go in depth for each house.
You guys asked, and we're fucking delivering.
So now that we know what a stellium means, let's get into the effect of it. So how does a stellium work?
Well, several planets unite as one and exert a powerful impact. Now, this can go left or right. It can be a blessing, but also a bit of a challenge in one's life, as it can put an emphasis on a particular area with lots of tests and lessons in that area. Like I said, in a self-growth aspect, this is a chef's kiss. But if you try to fight it, it's a chef's miss. Ratatouille, oh. Not on that pussy. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, no.
If you try to fight it, your ass is grass, baby. Stelliums push us towards mastery through self, through trial and error.
The stellium indicates a particular mode of expression or area of life where a good deal of attention is concentrated or focused, which may lead to bias and subjectivity, or more positively, may indicate very specialized ability. Like we said, this can be a gift or a fucking curse. Some may find, depending on the stellium that they have, they find their calling early on and find ease with success in life. On the other hand, some may struggle a bit with finding their true calling and often have a longer route to self-progression. It's all about the becoming of self.
Baby.
Also, having a stellium, regardless if your sun is included or not, will really possess and showcase a lot of the sign's essence in your personality. Stelliums can often dominate your personality and dilute many of the influences of your sun and rising. So you can be a Virgo, but if you have an Aries stellium, well, you're fucking wild as fuck.
Yeah, bro, can you imagine that? It's a Chucky doll for me.
You definitely won't be coming off like a Virgo to others. When you have a stellium in a sign, you just express that energy of that sign like a fucking... Like a
like a fucking motherfucker.
Like a motherfucker.
I got the suds.
So basically, I come off like a true Taurus.
You are the most Taurus bitch in the world. She's just like, food,
vibe. It's like when we were like black dang last episode, and you were like, blah, 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 and she's like this.
She's like, yeah, go on. Keep
she's
going.
Ha ha. Ha ha. And they're like, la, 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 second day.
She's
la,
like,
la, la,
yeah, I'm ordering food. La, 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 la.
Like, I'm more Gemini than Angel.
Mm. She's more, la, 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 and I'm more like, get it together. And I'm mad Leo. I'm like, all eyes on me in the center of a ring, just like a circus. Free Britney. But you know, we're going to pop a little bonus in. Like we said, a lot of our viewers have that cap trap stelly. So we're going to talk about the cap stelly versus the signs. So I'm going to start it off with Capricorn stellium versus water signs. Capricorn gives a water sign, Pisces, Cancer, or Scorpio, form and structure. Water signs are often consumed by emotions and have a difficult time finding a life's purpose. A Capricorn stellium provides a form for water signs along with channels for expression of their gifts.
Then we have a Capricorn stelly with fire signs. Capricorn can tamp down some of the more erratic and aggressive energies of a fire sign, you know, Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. Oh. Aries is less aggressive, Leo's ego and flamboyance are curbed, and Sagittarius isn't as restless or seeking nonstop stimuli. Oh.
Now, Capricorn stellium and air signs.
Fuck y'all. Mm.
Capricorn slows down the rapid movement of air signs, Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. Capricorn tethers air signs and helps to ground air signs to some practicalities. You feel seen, you feel
heard.
With my
rising and my moon, I'm like, I'm the most grounded air bitch you ever. Really, y'all know it.
She has so much earth in her.
My big three, everyone's like, you're a really grounded Gemini. I'm like, you're welcome. I'm probably like the coolest gem.
You right.
I'm here with you.
You right.
Bitch, I know you're fucking lying.
Yeah. And then we have Capricorn stellium and earth signs. So Capricorn.
Y'all annoying. No, I'm kidding. I love y'all. Y'all a little mean though. It's a cap in the earth for me. Y'all mean.
We could be mean.
Oh, God. All right. So Capricorn stellium can be too much of a good thing in an earth sign-dominated natal chart. The good traits of earth signs will be reinforced, but so will the negative ones. A Capricorn stellium can make the person too rigid, too controlling, and too stubborn. I know, that's right.
We're stubborn.
Honestly,
as fuck.
I don't see anything negative with this reading.
So, I plead the fifth. I got the suds. Blow my nose. I got two I got two earth cap stellies here. I'm like, I'm going to stay quiet.
You got an earth cap stelly, and then you got a cap and a Taurus stelly. Stephanie's the most grounded.
She's like, I am Gaia.
She's like, I'm one with the earth.
And she's just floating with a mushroom up her ass. And like a fucking pizza, fucking like what's that fucking Lunchables in her hand? Oh, and me and Nikita are like, wow. We're like, wow.
She's sure. In the grass and she's just like floating in the air like
with the fucking Lunchables and a mushroom up her ass. She's like, this is Steph when you try to talk to her in the wild. And that's me and Nikita. Go on.
Give me the Lunchables.
That's Steph when she's vibing. I'm like, all right, bitch, give us what you got.
Oh,
why are we like this? I wouldn't change it for the world. I can't even do it with my voice. I saw the gremlin like
remix.
I got something.
Oh my god.
Meanwhile, here's me and Nikita.
Sounds about right. Now we're going a little into each house and briefly explain what a stelly here means. So we'll start with the first house, which is the house of self. This is all about one's finding themselves and their life path, all about the self-expression, self-development, and honing one's talents. It's all about learning about themselves and coming back to self, and at times they struggle with this.
Ooh, triggered. I got a stelly there. I'm like, I'm triggered. Motherfucker.
Now for second house, the house of money.
No, it's bitch, it's shmoney. It's shmoney.
Ew.
That's yeah, like, oh, yeah.
Oh, this is all about seeking comfort, creative investments, and they need and strive for financial security and the use of their voice. They can either do amazing with money and things like that, or they can fucking struggle.
You better learn to control yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Third house, house of communication. Striving for acute intellect, talents with writing and communication, and the constant need to circulate information. Natural good networker, but can be a bit scattered and all over the place. Control yourself, please.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Then we got for our fourth house, the house of home. Usually calls for a powerful connection to home ties and conditions of childhood. Those who have this stellium, Stephanie, can feel a strong need to make home a safe haven, Stephanie, whether that's a place or a feeling. This can go either way, as we said with stelliums, a lot of growing up too fast or possibly being withheld from blossoming due to family manners. Oh, family life is huge to a fourth house stellium.
Ow!
Is that right, Stephanie?
She's all about her family.
That's it.
That's
She's like, family, family, family. It's cute.
Family.
Fabuloso in the family.
Family.
Now for the fifth house.
Of course she got this one.
The house of pleasure.
Oh.
Mm, that's where my Mars is.
That's where my Taurus is.
I'm sad.
Now for this gang, things like leisure, being the star of the show, creativity,
show.
Romance, fun and kids are a huge factor for them. Yeah, they are playful, creative, and have a good, strong connection to their inner child in life. This is the house of creativity, but with the stellium, there can be too many options. Hence, there may be a potential for helping to cultivate their own creativity. They work well with creative groups. In romance, the love life can be a maze. There is a need to concentrate more on social relationships in order to take the heat off the solar plexus and its personal emotional involvements.
Oh.
Mm.
Oh.
Mm.
All right.
Oh. Sixth house, the house of work. They obsess upon their jobs and their work. They're perfectionists who get too easily caught up and wrapped up in things and their work and their mental tasks. Work and service activities absorb too much of their energy because of their affinity with the mental. This can lead to hypochondria or at least a lot of complaining about their work. They are dedicated to some service work, professional and personal. Quote unquote, caretaking to others, maintaining good health is essential for your ability to work well. So these things go hand in hand with this house. This is the house of Virgo. So with the sixth house, you need to learn how to take care of yourself or else you're going to fall fucking apart.
The seventh house is the house of commitments. Individuals with the seventh house stellium are least likely to marry or stay married. So many energies come out in a relationship that they feel get swallowed up by other people in close relationships. They're often loners or they suddenly end relationships to break the relationship obsession. Libran traits manifest in relationships, specifically indecision when dealing with others.
This is the house of Libra. I'm laughing because it's the house of Libra. Not
like,
at you.
I was like,
say it's the house of Libra. Like, it's fucking makes
true. I was like... These depersonalize the one-on-one relationships. The many planets in the seventh can describe many types of clients with whom the individual would deal. This is excellent for a lawyer, arbitrator, psychologist, and business consultant.
So now for the eighth house, which I have the Taurus stellium in.
Excuse me.
Is the house of intimacy, transformation, and death.
What? Death?
Mm.
She gonna kill us.
Oh, no.
She gonna fuck us and kill us.
Make me some nipple belts.
Bitch, that's my job. I got the Virgo.
Oh, there is a pattern of taking control and then knowing when to release.
Babe, you don't like nipples.
I'm cutting them off. I'm making a bell. Come on, I want to bowl out at the next rodeo.
Obsessions with the uncontrollable can greatly complicate life. More keen on the occult and darker things in life, the healing talent of the eighth house is taking control, orchestrating the changes and repairs alone, and then releasing it.
You sick bitch. You sick bitch.
You dirty bitch.
Dirty bitch. You trying to fuck? I'm trying to find myself. You trying to fuck?
Sounds about right.
That's me.
Next is ninth house. The house of higher learning, spirituality, the individual can come off to live too much in the head, the ponderer, and not enough in the practicality of real life and livable philosophies. These are mentally oriented people, but can often live in a world of philosophy and theory. Theories about life and relationships can keep them from living in the real world, which is so typical of Sagittarian nature, because this rules this house. Rather than be mundane, they need to teach and share what they know, and then allow others to draw their own conclusions.
For the 10th house, the house of career, legacy, public status, there are problems with the professional choice and dealing with authority figures. The professional life should be connected with the home and one's own property. It's said they find favor in being their own boss. Career is covered here, but it also extends beyond that to the work you do. Of all the career-related houses, this house is deeper. It looks at how you're actually manifesting your true self. Ego is tied to the 10th house as well, and how you are seen by others.
Now the 11th house, the house of friendship, hope, dreams, and community. This is the most social of houses in the birth chart. This house represents everything to do with community, large groups, gatherings, and being social. Humanitarianism is also a major theme here. We may also find social justice and rebellion in this area of the birth chart. They find that they become part of the herd in terms of collective values when in any group. They need to work with more personal goals and values and work with small creative groups in which they feel a sense of control and stability.
And Beyonce closes out.
Put on a show! I'm gonna put on a show!
12th house, the house of unconsciousness. This house represents everything to do with your subconscious and the ability to avoid confrontation. Reality doesn't exist here, and fantasy is a preferred escape than dwelling on the negative. Dreams and intuitions and psychic ability are often important to this house. There's a strong otherworldly quality to this house. As the last house, this recognizes your tendency to be stuck and confined in life. They need to get the fuck out inside themselves, involve themselves with service to others, or they can become quite neurotic and a little stressy and depressing. Mm-hmm.
So now that we've talked about our stellies and our houses and stellies, all things stellies, next week we got a good episode for you. Leo season!
Goodbye, you crabs!
I don't know crabs anymore! Put on a show!
Put the shampoo, the crabs are gone. They gone. It's Leo season, baby.
Right.
I'm fucking ready, babe. Bob's hard. It's a Leo.
I got attacked by a Leo stallion.
I just flapjacked Steph. I took her tit out of her bra.
God damn.
I said, Leo.
I was feeling the music. My eyes was closed. I got surprised.
It's a Leo placements for me.
It's a Leo stallion for me.
You gave me the suds. Now you're going to get the suds. You got too close. All right. Good night, fuckers. I'm going to go pop their bulbs out.
Bye, fuckers.